It's nice to worship with you this morning here in person and also online. Question for you, why is the subject matter of forgiveness difficult for some people, if not all people? This includes people not able to forgive themselves or not willing to forgive someone else. Maybe that's you. Jesus knows that this is not a cut and dry topic for us, and so he speaks to us on it. Forgiveness then is our focus for today. God be praised that we have it, and God grant that we live and act like we have it. With that in mind, we turn our attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his goodness.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless wording and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
Thank you.
peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
As noted, our focus for today is on the subject matter of forgiveness. Sins can come back to haunt us, and so how powerful and important it is then to have this reassurance of forgiveness. A reading from Holy Scripture, Genesis 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came, threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us listen to the expectations and how to live life and how to treat others, as well as then the motive to do it. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians 4 and 5. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, reminding us again that forgiveness is a serious matter, and let us not take our forgiveness for granted. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you. Forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day. It's found on page 12 of the service bulletin, "His Robes for Mine." Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance from God our Father, and such has been given to us through the sacrifice of our now living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and who through the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, connects us to that grace and peace. We hear these words once again from Matthew 18. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay it back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How often do you give thanks for the fact that you have been redeemed by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If you're anything like me, and thankfully you're not, I don't thank him enough. What is a Christian characteristic that God encourages us to put into practice that you struggle doing just that, putting into practice? Just take a nanosecond to think about your answer. How about patience? Do you struggle with putting patience into practice? And so then do you pray, "God, help me be more patient. Lord, as you are patient with me." How about humility? There's a reason why Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, throughout Scripture, emphasizes that we are to be humble, because by nature, we're not. And so do we struggle putting humility into practice? How about trust? Do we struggle putting trust into practice, especially when life is not going well for us or how we had planned? Do we struggle trusting in God? And when trust is broken by someone else, do we struggle then putting trust in another human being? But how important it is to trust, especially in God. Compassion. Do we struggle being compassionate toward one another, trying to put ourselves in the shoes of someone else before we go off and condemn them or berate them? How about treating others as we would like to be treated? God encourages us to do that too. And then there's the matter of forgiveness. Would you say you're a 10 out of 10 when it comes to the matter of forgiving someone else who has wronged you? If you are, then you struggle with humility, because none of us are a 10 out of 10 when it comes to the subject matter of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a misunderstood topic, as more than a few people either do not know or believe in the roots of forgiveness. Why it is necessary, and also that if we forgive someone, that doesn't mean that there aren't consequences. It's amazing how many people we have a conversation with who say, "Well, I can't forgive because then they don't have any consequences." Wow, where did you get that messed up logic? But they have it. Or, you know what, if I forgive you, that's a sign of weakness, and I cannot show that I am a weak person. You know, Jesus wept. Was he a weak person? Jesus was forgiving. Does that mean he's a weak person? So who are you not to forgive and think, "I'll be a weak person"? Wow. The need for humility strikes again. Thankfully, Jesus sets the record straight on the subject matter of forgiveness. Today, we review what he has to say by pointing out simply this: don't be that person. Don't be that person who doesn't appreciate their own forgiveness. And so don't be that person who is not willing to forgive someone else. Rather, instead of being that person, be the person who does appreciate your own forgiveness and is willing to forgive others. Appreciate your own forgiveness. Forgiveness that has come by God's grace and God's grace alone. That's part of the struggle, though, right? We think we have to earn God's forgiveness. And so then we, in false humility, think, well, you know, God should really be forgiving of me because I am deep down a good person. No, actually, deep down you're not. Because Ephesians 2 reminds us we are by nature objects of wrath, dead to God. So it's only by the grace of God that we are made alive and brought into a relationship with God. And what's at the heart of that grace? His love for us, rooted in Jesus Christ. Jesus, who lived the life that we cannot live, who was perfect in humility and compassion and patience and trust and treating others as we are to treat and forgiving. So much too, what did he say from the cross? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Wow. Talk about grace. Talk about love. That forgiveness that he won on the cross, that's open to everybody. Objective justification, whether one believes it or not, that they have it or not, it's there. That forgiveness has been won, signed, sealed, and delivered. It is finished. And then through the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, makes it specific to you as an individual. That what he did on the cross, that was done for you, and for you, and for you, and for me, and for others. That's subjective justification. It's still God doing the work. And he's made it now personal through the work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace. You are forgiven. God, help us appreciate what that means, that we are forgiven. Because we need to be forgiven. Because of our sins. And what happens when we do not confess our sins? Well, not good happens. Think of King David, right? I mean, the classic example of not admitting a sin and not then coming clean with one sin, and how that one sin led to another sin, and that sin led to another, and so on. And for a length of time, instead of coming clean, live with it, but not very well. As he says in Psalm 32, my bones were wasting away. That guilt was eating up at him, but in his arrogance, he refused to admit what he had done. And so how many people are out there, instead of coming clean with their sin, are allowing that sin to fester and the guilt that comes with it to waste them away? And some even to the point where they'll say, there is no way God could forgive me. Where are they putting the focus? On them, not on God. It is not the God that we worship. Is not all things possible with him? Let us not limit God by saying, Lord, you can't forgive me. I am a bad person. Well, maybe you are, but God can still forgive you, and he has, because Jesus died on the cross for each and every sin. Don't underestimate the power and the love of God. And when someone is struggling with that, there is that private confession and absolution. Going to a fellow Christian or a Christian And in the front part of the hymnal Christian worship, there is that private confession that we can use with that person so that they can admit their sin and be then assured of God's forgiveness and how then to live their life with that assurance of forgiveness. How important and valuable then that forgiveness is, to let the shoulders rise up again because of what we are in Christ. But let us not sell short the corporate forgiveness, the confession and absolution that we do each week in our worship services. God knows our heart and our mind, and we confess with our fellow believers our sins, our need for forgiveness. And what does God assure us of? Through the church? Forgiveness. Go in peace. So both private confession absolution and corporate confession absolution are important and necessary and vital to appreciate our own forgiveness. Peter then asks a typical question. And Peter, not bashful in asking questions. Lord, well, how many times should we forgive someone? Privately, corporately? 7 times? There was some traditions out there that 3 times was the limit. Peter upped it to 7. And the Lord says, no, not just 7, 77 times. No matter how many times they come to you privately or corporately as a group, the announcement of forgiveness upon confession. I mean, can you imagine if we tracked attendance this way and said, oh, you know what? You reached 50 times of attending worship. The 51st time you come, ignore those words of absolution. They're not for you. You used them up. Praise the Lord, that's not how it works. There's no limit to that announcement. Now, someone would say, well, they don't act like they're sorry. Well, can you read their heart? And if they say they're sorry but continue to do, well, there are consequences to that. And finally, God will be the judge. If they say they are sorry, we are to say you're forgiven. But as Jesus said to that adulterous woman, go and sin no more. So if you are sorry and you are forgiven, go and do not intentionally commit that sin again. But if you fall into it, because some people have addictions that they struggle with and they are sincere in being sorry, that forgiveness is the power and the motivation they need to keep working at it. And they may have to work at it until the day the Lord calls them home. But if we rob them of that power and motivation to fight it, they may not make it to their eternal home. Appreciate your forgiveness so then you can be in a position to forgive others. And others need it. My people have said, when they say they're sorry, oh, don't worry about it. No, they need to hear the words, you're forgiven. You may blow it off, but they need it. So get over self and think about the other person. Appreciate your forgiveness and be willing to forgive others. We are equipped to do just that. Think of that gentleman in our text that we're not to be like. Don't be that person who had this millions of dollar debt canceled. And then he had the audacity to go after somebody who owed him peanuts. He didn't appreciate his forgiveness. And he was not willing to forgive someone else who needed. Well, who needs to hear forgiveness? Who has come to you asking for forgiveness? Who needs to hear that they need to confess their sins so that they can hear forgiveness? Maybe you need to call that person up, go and visit that person. Send them an email, a text, write them a letter. Maybe there's some ill will between you. Can you try to solve it? As much as it depends on you, by reaching out. If they don't reach out or accept it, that's on them. As much as it depends on us, God says, we are to be at peace with everyone. And as we are forgiven, so we need to be forgiving. Now, to help us do that, the importance of staying connected to the means of grace, the gospel which assures us that we are forgiven, and the gospel which motivates us and empowers us to forgive. How important it is to worship God. I mean, God knows what he's doing, right? By giving us the third commandment, by reminding us, don't despise preaching and hearing of his word, because he knows us human beings all too well after sin in the world, that we're going to use any excuse we can to not hear the word of God. And then when we don't hear the word of God, we don't appreciate our own forgiveness, and we're not in a position to forgive those who have wronged us. And then we end up with the world we are in. Don't be that person who ignores the word and misses out on their appreciation of their own forgiveness and doesn't forgive others as they ought. It takes something powerful in us to forgive, and that something powerful is a someone, the Holy Spirit. So again, the importance of staying connected so the Holy Spirit can continue to work in us an appreciation of our own forgiveness and empower us and motivate us to be forgiving of one another. Jesus reminds us then to be the example and not the follower. Be the example in taking the high road, because there are going to be comments and words and actions that are going to offend us. But take a step back before lashing out. And take the high road. And when they say, you know what, I thought about what I said and that didn't come out right, did it? Yeah, I was wondering if that's not what you meant. You're forgiven. Go in peace. And then maybe 2 weeks later they say something else. They're distracted or they didn't say, acknowledge your presence. Take the high road. Assume the best. And when they say, you know what, oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to neglect you, I had something else on my mind, hey, you're forgiven. And then a month goes by and something similar happens and they go, oh, you know what, oh, I'm sorry. You know what, you used up your sorries. No, there's no limit. Forgiveness doesn't have to be complicated, does it? Treasure your own forgiveness and pass it on. And yes, there can be consequences. In a marriage, in a friendship, in the workplace. Maybe that friendship will not be the same friendship. But you have a common bond, thankfully, that still unites you in Jesus. Maybe that marriage will not be able to make it. But forgiveness can still let you be amicable. Remember, more often than not, there are kids involved. What example are we setting for them? So just because we forgive someone doesn't mean there won't be consequences. But because there are consequences, we need that reminder that we are forgiven so that we can endure those consequences and one day enjoy the fruits of heaven. So what are some key characteristics then of a forgiven child of God? Well, a willingness to forgive and to forgive as we have been forgiven. Humility. Not putting stock in our own good deeds or thinking that we ourselves are above someone else. The words of Galatians really sums it up best. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. So, dear friends, don't be that person. The person who doesn't appreciate their own forgiveness and is not willing to forgive. Rather, be the person who does appreciate your own forgiveness and is willing and does forgive others. In Christ Jesus, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith, the Nicene Creed, beginning on page 7.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church, so that it may flourish in all the works. Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid. Heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly, who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live, who gives us all. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Lord, we ask that you continue to grant healing of body to Pam Drennan, Martha Kohler, and Hilbert Criscow as they have recently received medical care. Thank you for the medical means at our disposal to help us during our times of physical need. Renew their trust in you as both healer of body and soul. Be with Judy Lawson's brother, Lloyd, as his health is failing, as you will restore his health, and if it is his time to meet you face to face, rather, grant him a peaceful end and greeting. Lord, be with the Shirley Sampaio family as they mourn the loss of their husband, father, grandfather. Remind them of the work your Son has done on the cross, that all people, such as Len, might be saved through faith in him. Help them be your witnesses during this time of sorrow. Be their source of true and lasting rest to turn to in their time of need. Hear us for Jesus' sake. And hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
We turn now to the sacrament. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. By your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
We also pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. It all works. Morning again, just to highlight a few things. Bible study this morning, we're continuing our look at His hand among the nations. You can find Bible study handouts there in the lobby by the bulletins where you pick them up, or also it's online under a Staying Connected link. Sunday Fun Day next Sunday at Rush Park, so if you want to go to those festivities, look for our booth. And if you want to help out at our booth, talk to our vice principal, Tyler Wall, and even if it's a half hour, an hour, helping hand out invites or staying in the under the tent shade and offering prizes, all the help is good. Then on the 30th, we have our cook-off community cook-off, and we have grillers already. We can always use more for the contest. And then we have the cornhole tournament going on, so we're limiting it to 12 teams, but so if you haven't signed up yet, please take the time to do so. No matter what level of cornhole you're at, have fun with it. And then just opportunity to invite family and friends in the community to get to know us so that we can share then what we're all about as a church and a school. To help with that, we have the chamber. They're going to be present, Metro Fire, the police department, and so forth, because, again, it's an opportunity to know that we care about the community and the community can get to know us. And there'll be also then a food truck available this year to help feed the many people. Go to the website for details on that. If you want to invite somebody, you can direct them to our website as well. And then Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, their mission box, it continues every Sunday now here on until the rally in mid-October. So keep that in mind. You can find more details about that on the information board in the lobby. And then just encouragement to see the weekly news for other activities taking place here at church and school. And then speaking of other activities, Penny is here to speak about women's ministries.
Good morning. I just want to give you some women some updates on the different opportunities for worshiping and studying God's Word. On the third Monday of every month, there is a women's Bible study and fellowship. We meet at 6 o'clock in the Luther Room, and some of us come from work, so we have fellowship and eating from 6 to 6:30, and then we do a study from 6:30 to 7:30. Tomorrow, we're going to start the Beatitudes, and we're going to do that for 3 months. We do not meet on December because it's way too close to Christmas, but we do meet every other month. The study of the Beatitudes, there is no book. It'll just be a packet that will be there at the room for you. On every Thursday at 9:30, there is the JOL Bible class for women, and they're studying Psalms right now. Also want to remind you that there's two dates to save. One is Advent by Candlelight. That's going to be December 3rd at 6 o'clock. And if you want to do a reading or if you wanted to be in a special choir, please let me know. We're always looking for new people to do that. Also, on January 19th to the 21st, there's a women's retreat. I don't know how many of you have ever been to one, but they're really wonderful. They're down in the Redwoods at Mount Hermon. And this year, the speaker is a fellow St. Mark's person. How many of you remember Linda Buxa? Greg and Linda, yeah. So Linda's going to be doing the presentation. So there are flyers on the bulletin board over there, so I encourage you to take one. It's a little bit of money, but you've got time to save up for it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Just one note. You're encouraged to take your bulletins home because there's reflection questions on the end, and whether you use them for your own personal study or a small group study or share them with somebody else, that you're encouraged to do so. But if you're not going to use those, you can find them online as well as the bulletins online. But just that if you're not using that bulletin, then please return it and we'll use it for the next service. It's always hard to tell because on Monday when Stacy and I clean up, we have like 40 bulletins left. And they'll say, we need more bulletins. I'll say, well, we got 40 left. So we can always make more in a minute's notice, but you just got to let us know that if we're running short. So it's a good problem to have, but just an encouragement. If you're not using it, return it, but we do encourage you to use it or use it online for review. Thank you.